Hi, baby. I know, I look totally defeated. You don't need to say it. No, you didn't say it, but you thought about it, I'm sure. I'm kidding, baby. Don't worry. You think I look sexy wearing a sweater my grandma gave me 6 years ago? You're hopeless at this point. But yeah, it's tough with my patience, as always. You know, I love what I do, but the kind of therapy I give people is, well, it's very demanding. Having to relive people's bad memories with them to find the best way to help. Sometimes you just feel like shit afterward. Also, I managed to leave work early and thought I would finally be able to get home, forget everything, and just have some time with you. But guess what? My boss wants me to go to one of those bullshit seminars where someone repeats stuff everyone already knows a thousand times over. What was it called again? Discussion on the ethical implications of using psychic magic to treat patients with substance abuse. You know something's gonna be fun when you can't even say the name without looking it up on your phone. And I've never even heard of any of the people on this panel. Ugh. I'm really sorry, baby. I promised I wouldn't let work ruin our plans this time, and I ended up doing it again. I only have 5 minutes left before I have to start getting changed and leave. Yeah, you're right. It's not my fault that my boss can't distinguish between professional stuff and a cash grab, or that he thinks therapists are robots with no emotions and no personal lives, but I still feel bad about it. It seems like no matter what happens, you always manage to find time for me, and I'm the one who can do magic here. Wait. God, how did I not think of this before? I left work early, so I still have a little extra mana left. That means I can give you one of those special gifts that only normally happens on weekends. Yes, baby, one of those gifts. Would you like that? Who would have guessed? Just let me go to the bathroom and grab a mirror I'm ready, baby. You know how that works. Look into it. Try to relax and let your lovely wife do the rest of the work. Good. Now, think about a place where you really want us to be. Empty your mind and focus on that single place only. One. Two, three. A beach? I guess you haven't forgotten that vacation we were supposed to go on last year. I love it, baby. The white, soft sand. The sound of the waves crashing. Oh, it's hard to think of a better place to relax. I should probably be wearing clothes more fitting to the situation, though. Now that's better. Having a reality you can change at will definitely has its advantages. I've started to wonder here, honey. Did you really choose this place because of how relaxing it is? Or did you just want to see your wife in a tiny little bikini? A bit of both, huh? I've always loved your honesty. And I'm sorry for the lack of modesty, but, well, it makes my ass look great, doesn't it? It really doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. I thought you'd agree by the way you can't stop looking at it. You can look as much as you want, baby, because it's yours. But the sea breeze is so cold. What if instead of only looking, you gave me a warm hug to help? Just like that. Hold me tight. Press me against you. I've really missed feeling close to you like this, honey. Though it's hard to really feel that nice skin-on-skin contact with all of your clothes on, you know? Good thing I can just think about your shirt being gone and... goodbye, shirt. I will never, ever get tired of kissing you. Hey, where are those hands going? No, not yet, baby. Time passes very slowly in this place, remember? It won't last for days like the full-powered version, but we still have a few hours to be here. We can afford to take things slowly. Oh, you look so disappointed. Okay. It's hard to resist when you make this little abandoned puppy face. What about a compromise? I really need to get a tan, and you really want to touch me with those wandering hands, so... why don't you give me a massage and help rub this tanning oil on me? You know, I can't reach everywhere on my own, so... good. I'm just gonna lie on my stomach on this beach towel and... you can start whenever you want, baby. Yes. I forgot how good you are at this. And well, with all that built up stress from work, a back massage is just perfect. Just like that, baby. Don't forget other places, though. I can't end up with an uneven tan now, can I? Yeah, start with my neck. Then you can go to my shoulders. Oh, shoulders. My arms. My back. And my waist. My hips. I wonder which one is next now. What? Can't a woman rub her tail on her husband's face anymore? I just like how you get all ticklish. It's so cute. Hey, you can't just grab my tail like... like that. All right, I'll make an exception this time. But only because it's you, and because you know just the right way to pet it. My lower half needs to get tanned too, you know? Don't forget that. Especially my ass. You gotta make sure it gets all the attention it needs. Yeah. Oh, leave me all wet and glistening, baby. Oh, I'm talking about the oil, of course. Well, I'm not sure if you need to squeeze my ass like that, but oh, you don't need to stop. Oh, honey, you're gonna make my other tails pop out if you keep doing this. Oh, you remember what happened the last time I got to 9, right? You want that, huh? Oh, I just hope you don't regret saying that. Oh God. The second one's out already. No, I'm not horny. I'm just, very relaxed. You're the one who has a very dirty mind. Fuck. Talking about dirty. Rubbing my inner thighs is a very dirty move. Oh, baby, you're getting dangerously close to a certain place. You really do have wandering hands, don't you? Shit. There goes the third. I have to turn around before I lose control completely. Oh, baby. I can't get a tan on my backside only. Come on. Spread some oil on my tummy too and... fuck, my body is so sensitive. Oh, even this is making me shiver. Baby. Oh, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again for real this time. Your lips taste so good. Even your skin tastes good. And your scent is just... I think I'm starting to go a little crazy. Look. My top just flew away. What a coincidence. Because there's still one place left to massage. You're so eager. I guess all that teasing has been working very well. Squeeze my tits. Squeeze them harder. They're yours, baby. I think the fourth tail might be about to... Yes! Show me everything you've got, baby. Don't hold back. And just like that, I'm squirming. It's not even fair to play this game with you, honey. You know all my weak spots. Pinching my nipples. Kissing my neck. Oh, that's really, really unfair. Wait, where did the rest of your clothes go? Oh, God. Oh, I think that's my subconscious working at this point. I couldn't stop thinking about this perfect body of yours and your cock all hard and throbbing for me. Fuck it, I can't take this. Baby, get up. No questions. Get up now. See how I'm licking and biting my lips? I'll get on my knees and you're gonna be a nice hubby and give me this cock, right? Right? I think you should do it before I end up pouncing on you. Yeah, I think I'm at 5 tails already. I don't know. Who cares? I just want your cock. Oh, thank you. Fuck, you taste so fucking good. I love giving you some licks, baby, but this, I just want it deep inside my mouth. I can feel it throbbing already. Oh, and the pre-cum, oh God, it tastes even better than the rest. Come on, baby, don't be shy. Hold my hair and make me go deeper. Give it all to me. Yes. Oh, baby, yes. I use my mouth to feel good. I'm your slut now. That's what I am. I'm your personal little fuck slut. Fuck. I think I let 2 of them go out at once, so that's 6. No, 7. I can barely count at this point or think about anything other than this hard, juicy cock. Do you want to come? Oh, please hold back just a little longer. I don't want to stop yet. Oh, you're twitching already, damn it. I have to stop. Oh, but it's so hard. Oh, come on. Stop. Stop. Focus. Focus. Maybe I'll get up. Look at me, please. I can feel my eyes changing, my pupils narrowing to slits. You know what that means. I can't wait anymore. I told you the last time I got like this. Oh, it's like there's an ache on my whole body and I can't stop it. I can't fucking stop it, but you can. You can, and you know exactly how. I tried to picture a cute beach bungalow, but I can't concentrate enough for that. Oh, I can barely concentrate at all. That tiny wooden hut is the best I could do. But baby, baby, please. Oh, hun, I want you to. No, I need you to. Carry me inside. Press me against the first wall. You see it? Fuck my brains out. Yes, baby, yes, baby. Please, come on, come on. Pick me up, pick me up. Here, here, right here. There goes the eighth one. Oh, since my claws are out now, I can just shred the stupid bottom. And oh, can you feel it? Oh, I'm dripping wet, like literally dripping. Maybe I can. Fuck, I can barely speak now. So I'll just say one thing. Ravage me! Ravage me! Yes, finally. But the aching doesn't stop, baby. Oh, it won't stop until I take it hard. So please, please, make me, fuck me, pin me against the wall, pound me, pound me, pound me, pound me like good little slut. You're my mate now, and I belong to you. Oh, show me how much I do. Fuck my little foxhole. Harder, harder. Yeah, you're going so deep. Fuck. We can still go deeper. Oh, I'll wrap my tails around you so you don't need to hold me in place. Just focus all your strength on the one thing that matters. I can even help pull you in harder. 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 Control. I can't stop myself. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, bite my ears. You know I love it when you fuck. Yes, bite me, bite me, bite my little fox ears. Oh, I'll leave your scent all over me. Baby, baby. Oh, it's going to come out anytime. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, it's like my body is on fire. Before I completely lose my mind, can I say something? Thank you. Thank you for always being the best hobby in the world. Oh, thank you. But when the last tail comes out, I'm not going to act like your wife. I'm going to be a desperate, wild animal. So please, treat me like one. I want you to pound my little pussy until the aching stops. I need you to. I need you to. It's coming. Oh, fuck. It's coming. I
was so amazing, baby.
Don't stop holding me, okay? Oh, I don't think I can stand up on my own now. At the moment. By the way, am I back to normal? Only one tail? Oh, good. Thank you for telling me. My whole body feels like I'm floating, so I don't even know. Can you lie me on the hammock? Yeah, you can lie there first and put me on your chest. That's even better. So, do you regret it? I'm glad. I definitely don't. It's okay, baby. We still have a couple of hours to rest. It won't really help our real bodies much, but a rested mind is very important, especially to endure what I'll be doing for the next 4 hours or so. You're right. Let's not think about that. Let's just think about nothing. Only enjoy each other's company and listen to the sounds of the sea. I know our time together like this isn't exactly traditional for a husband and a wife, but sometimes you just have to go with the flow. I really adore you, baby. Thank you for being so amazing.